So our next speaker is Rich Phillips. He is a partner at Holland & Knight. He's board certified in appellate law. He's a member of the Texas Supreme Court Advisory Committee. He's currently the president of the Texas, current president of the Texas Supreme Court Historical Society. He's a former law clerk for former Chief Justice Tom Phillips. There's a note on Rich's bio that says, note that he is not related, despite sharing a last name with Chief Justice Tom Phillips. And I mean, I will tell you that the Planning Committee accidentally just gave me Tom Phillips' bio instead of Rich's. And so I really kind of had to flip a coin about whether I introduced Rich with someone else's bio today. But, you know, I decided to just introduce Tom. But, I mean, just introduce not Tom. See, I've already made the mistake. I've already made the mistake, but I mean, it's great having another member of the Supreme Court Advisory Committee here to share with us, and especially on his topic, he's going to give us an update on the appellate rule changes.
Thanks, Dana. Yeah, if you're going to mistake me for somebody, I will take Chief Justice Phillips any day of the week. I put that note in there because it used to be, those of you here who know Bill Willis, he used to give me the hardest time as we walked around the halls of the court when I was a clerk. Basically, the term Nepo baby didn't exist at the time, but if it did, that's what Willis would have called me every time he saw me. So my initial plan for this, because I was supposed to start at 9, was to sit down for 5 minutes and give everybody a chance to look at the orders list, because I know that's what you're going to do anyway. So if you get an opinion and you have to step out because, you know, you have to, I get it. I've sat down there in June on a Friday. So who knows what we're about to get in 10 minutes. In the meantime, we'll get started on appellate rules updates. So I want to talk just briefly about the rules process. The chief talked about this a little bit yesterday. I think it's worth making sure we kind of understand how we get to our rules. And I think there's an interesting corollary on the rules to what the chief was talking about yesterday about common law judging versus statutory interpretation. So there's also a link in my paper to an article that's on the court's website about the rules process. There's actually two pieces on there, one a historical overview of the rules and a good sort of overview of how the process works. So if you're interested in digging deeper into that, first, consider your life choices. Second, there's a there's a paper. And I say that as somebody who, like, spent probably 5 years begging Chief Justice Hecht to put me on the Supreme Court Advisory Committee because I just think this is cool stuff. So the Supreme Court Advisory Committee, there are other groups that do work on these rules outside of the committee. The Texas State Bar Rules Court Rules Committee does great work. There are also specialized task forces that sometimes will get either appointed specifically for rules, or sometimes if there is a need for a rule in an area that we don't have a lot of expertise in, then the chief will ask one of the groups that does have that specialty and that expertise to take a first crack at the rules. Most recently, the legislature told the court to adopt forms to allow indigent people to get their property back from basically seizure in a suit over, say, a debt or something like that, that there are certain things that are exempt and they can get it back. So the court was instructed, draft some forms. So they went to the bar, essentially, on that and asked both sides, both the creditors and debtors, to get together and propose some rules for the committee to consider. In the materials here, we're talking about with electronic notice and service of orders, the court asked the JCIT to do some comments, and they have an appendix to the rules. So there's a lot of things that are done in outside task forces. Eventually, all that lands in the Supreme Court Advisory Committee, where we get to discuss it, sometimes ad nauseum. We spent a half a day the other day on rules for justice courts, justice of peace courts. We also have spent a huge amount of time learning all about CyPray from Richard Orsinger, who really likes to talk about that topic, among others. So all those things eventually get to the SCAC. We meet about 5 times a year, usually for a whole day, sometimes a day and a half. Talk through those things. Sometimes we take votes. We don't take votes unless Chip just can't avoid it. And then those transcripts go to the court along with the materials that have been prepared by the various subcommittees, and then the court does its thing. And they look at things. You heard about this a little bit yesterday from Justice Kelly. And then they will propose rules. Sometimes what's been suggested by the committee, sometimes something different.